It's the Charmed Ones. Mine is Piper. Hey guys, we are back again. This time Tony is joining us finally for a episode where we talk about friendship and what friendship means to us, the breakdown of friendships, and you know, the idea of having to choose one friend over the other, and if we think that's the mature option or not. But without further ado, let's get into the episode.
Hello, this is Tony. Okay, yeah,
it's
working. There we go.
Hello. Okay, it's working. Okay. So, on an episode of Call Her Daddy I just listened to, it was about friendships and relationships and stuff like that. And the basic premise is these two girls are best friends, but they're on a reality show. And one of the best friends was getting bullied, and she got kicked off the show and had a really horrible time. Like, she had a mental breakdown. It was so bad. The other friend is friend with one of the other girls that was doing all that to the one friend. So there's three friends in here, right? The one that's getting bullied, the one that's friends with both of them, and the one that was doing the bullying.
Okay.
So Alex, the host of Call Her Daddy, was like, oh, you know, it's a sign of maturity when you don't have your friends take sides. I must not be mature. Because I would have been pissed as fuck if you did not take my side.
Yeah, I'd be pissed too.
And I always think about it like, I don't know, like, you shouldn't value one friend over the other, but I feel like if something, like, really terrible is happening, like, if Katie tried to murder me, like, I would expect you to fucking take my side. You know, exactly. Not if it's something small or ridiculous or petty.
Yeah.
You know, like, we just got into a petty argument, whatever. But if it's, like, something big, like, that girl got kicked off the show, she lost all of her friends, lost all of her money from that, like, that's a big deal. And her other friend, who's supposedly her best friend, is still friends with the people who did this, and she went back on the show. I don't blame her for going back on the show, because that's her money. But, like, she didn't stand up for a friend on the show, during or after. Didn't say anything to her other friend
about
all of that. But then they both went on Call Her Daddy, and they were like, the one girl was like, yeah, no, I didn't want her to pick sides because I know she's friends with that other girl. And Alex was like, yeah, it's a sign of maturity where you don't have your friends pick sides, and, you know, you mature and you realize you shouldn't pick sides. And I'm like, it's not about picking sides. It's about one person's being treated badly, and the other person is allowing it.
Yeah, morally, I wouldn't want to be friends with somebody like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't understand
why. Which one? The one that didn't say anything?
Yeah, the one who stayed friends with that girl. I wouldn't want to be friends with someone who allows somebody with that type of negativity in their life.
Because
that shows who they are as a person. It reflects on your character. So why would you want to... I don't know who these people are, though, granted. So I'm not going to speak on everything. But I wouldn't want
to... You can go listen to the episode. It was actually a pretty good episode. It's just that one point that they kept saying was really like, but I just don't agree with that. It depends on the situation. Like I said, if it was something petty, like you got into a small argument, or I ate somebody's bag of chips and she's upset about it, you don't gotta pick sides there. Just be like, we can handle it.
But if it's
something big...
See, I can see that it is, because I agree that it is a sign of maturity, that you're not like, hey, you're my friend, so you can't be friends with them. I can see how that is a sign of maturity, and it is. But at the same time, if you're friends with somebody and somebody has badly and gravely mistreated your friend, why would you want to be friends with that person? Like, to me, it's just showing that you're not a good friend, obviously. Because why would you want that person around you? Why would you be friends with somebody who's that sneaky and that evil? Why would you want that in your life? Unless you like that too.
Well, the girl, she kind of, the defense was that there was just drama going on in the show, like, and the other girl that was doing the bullying was like, she felt like the other girl was attacking her, so she attacked back. But it's one of those where she was like the queen bee, I guess, so when she attacked, everybody else attacked too.
See, I don't know,
because it's a reality show, though, so that's like to be expected. But at the same time, I feel
what,
like,
what show was it?
Summer House. I've never seen it. That's a Bravo show, and the only Bravo show I watch is Vanderpump Rules. So
I don't watch any Bravo shows. So
Bravo is the Real Housewives channel.
Okay, I've seen a couple episodes of that. And I think I've seen a couple episodes of Vanderpump Rules, but I don't watch any of them religiously. So I don't know the context.
I haven't watched Summer House at all. I just listened to Call Her Daddy, and she brought both of them on to talk about it.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. I don't agree that it's okay. I agree that it is a sign of maturity in situations that you don't force your friend to pick.
I think it's situational.
Like, if you want to be with friends with her, you can't be friends with me. But I also think that the girl that this happened to, it's also her decision. If she decides, I don't want to be friends with this girl who obviously doesn't have any regard for my feelings because she disregarded everything that happened to me and is continuing to be friends with somebody who mistreated me that badly. I wouldn't want to be friends with somebody like that, because to me, friendship is real. I don't like that fake, grimy, underhanded pettiness. I don't like that shit. And why would you be friends with somebody like that? So I wouldn't want to be friends personally with somebody who would choose to be around people like that, because I don't like surrounding myself like with people like that. But I also wouldn't force my friend. I would just make my own decision to be like, hey, obviously, I don't think our friendship is real, so I don't want you in my life anymore. That's what right. I would do.
I mean, at the end of the episode, though, both of the girls were, like, apologizing to each other, because one of them, the one that didn't say anything, she said that she regretted not speaking up more for her. It's just...
like, she probably was scared herself.
I can feel her, because, you know, if you're in a group dynamic and half the group is attacking somebody, I don't want to throw myself in the mix. I'm not that type of person. You more are, because you're just, like, stronger than I am in that sense. Like, I don't want to do
that.
Yeah,
I'm not going to let nobody get bullied in front of me and not say shit. Even if it's somebody I don't like, if I feel like everybody is jumping on one person, I will jump on everybody else and be like, back the fuck off. That is not okay. I don't agree with that.
You should audition for Summer House.
I'm not going to Summer House. None of these reality shows take fat people. I'm plus size. Where the plus size people at? You know what? Let's get on a whole nother topic. Matter of fact, I be so mad when I see shit like Bachelor. Where's the plus size bitches at? Ain't nobody plus size in none of this shit. I'm so sick of not seeing.
Where's the
plus
lesbian
size.
Bachelorette?
I don't. Well, that's a whole nother thing. But we talking about damn plus size.
Where's the inclusive bachelor?
Yes, like, let's be inclusive for everyone. Come on now. I mean, that's a whole nother thing. I agree, yeah, that should happen. But I'm like, you can't even put fat people in it. If you can't even put fat people in it, I don't know when they gonna get the damn lesbian or the gay version. I mean, shit, you can't even put somebody with a little bit of meat on their bones. Shit. I'd be so mad when I see that shit. All this love stuff. Love is blind. Love is blind. Another one.
Not a single big person.
Not one
there.
Person. Not one person. They can't even be like, if they over like a size 12, it's like, bitch, why are you here? Like, they act like fat people are hideous. Fat people ain't hideous. I'd be so mad about this shit. Yeah, that's a whole other thing.
Right. Back to the topic. I was actually surprised you feel that way. I thought you would be on the opposite side.
No. I don't. I wouldn't, because personally, I put myself in the, and I try to look at things from an unbiased point of view so I can kind of see both sides, but at the same time, I put myself in the person who's getting bullied's shoes, because I've been there, I think we've all been there, and me personally, I don't want to surround myself by negativity, because that shit feeds into me, and when I'm negative, I'm explosive. So I don't like being around that, and I wouldn't want to be around somebody, even outside of this show or whatever, like in real life, where you're actually living your real life, and you know what I mean? I wouldn't want to be friends with somebody who thinks it's okay, because to me, if you're friends with somebody who did that to me, that means you think that shit was okay. Mm-hmm. So why would I want to be around you? To me,
right,
personally,
I mean, that was my thought process, because I'm just like, you know, I don't want to think about it as, oh well, I'm better friends with you than you are with somebody else, because that's not fair. You don't really know. But like, if you're in a situation like that, it feels like you can't, like, you have to pick a side, because if one person's being mistreated by your other friend
and you go along,
if you let
it.
The mistreatment go on, then obviously they're you're then you're
problem.
Picking them,
you're,
basically
to me, you're part of the problem. Like I said, if I saw something like that happening, and, because I've been in situations where stuff like that happened, where people attack one person, or, you know, I've been in situations like that. I'm always the one who stands up for the solo person. I don't care what the situation is. a whole bunch of people don't need to be jumping on one person. That's ridiculous. When everybody's ganging up on one person. Now, if it's an individual little catty fight, y'all having y'all words, whatever, even if it's fist fight shit, that's one thing. But when it's everybody jumping on one person, everybody's attacking some one person, that's not, no, that's not fair odds, and I don't believe in that. So I would have been the one to start all types of hell, because I'd have attacked everybody. I probably would have went for the highest bitch. You know what? If I was in this show, I would have been the highest bitch. Because I wouldn't... I'd have been the queen bee. I would have been the queen bee because I wouldn't... Yeah, that's just me. But I would have gone for her first if I wasn't. That's the first one. Mm-hmm. I'd have been like, who the fuck do you think you are? But... Like I said, I don't know the whole situation. Like,
yeah.
So...
Well, do you remember... It was my senior year of college. All that shit that went down with my roommate.
Yeah.
That's kind of like where I'm drawing the situation from, because it was us four roommates, right?
Mm-hmm.
The two were best friends. Me and the other girl had known each other longer. And then the one girl was like just an overall bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one girl that I knew more was like still hang out with her, still talk to her, still chill with her, even though like I was not having a good time at all. Like,
mm-hmm.
Wanting to die. And I felt like, not like she should pick me, but just like, we were friends first, you know me first, you see what she's doing.
Solidarity, just like we were like, talking about in that movie.
Like, if you see what she's doing, and anytime I go to talk to you about it, you agree with me, why are you then still hanging out with her?
That's fake.
And I don't feel like that's a maturity thing. Like, it's, I feel like it's not picking between two people, it's picking between who is acting correctly and who is not.
Yeah, to me it's
like who's acting
thing.
Morally and who is not. Because yeah, if you see, acknowledge, and notice if somebody is being mistreated by somebody else and still hang out with a person doing the mistreating, what does that say about you?
That's what I'm saying. Some people don't have morals like that. They just don't care. And then some people just fucking fake. I mean, I don't know.
Like, I would rather you just come out and say that.
Yeah,
like, if shit's going down and you're just like, oh,
to me, when
I don't
see
care enough
when I see
about
stuff like
you
that,
to step in, so I'm going to just step off.
When I see stuff like that happen, and, like, somebody will sit there, and they'll be like, yeah, I agree, this person is mistreating you, and they go and smile in their face like that, then the way I see it is, you're fucking fake. You're back there talking to this other person, talking shit about me, because I know they talking shit about me, because I already know this bitch hates me. So you hanging out with them, that means y'all both talking shit about me. Then you want to come talk shit about her to me. That means I don't want you in my fucking life, because you fucking two-faced.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I see it. Point blank.
No, because me and that one roommate used to talk shit about that girl all the time. So, like,
saying.
I know you went back and forth. Mm-hmm. So, like, why didn't you just pick a side and we could have left it at that?
Yeah. That's two-faced. That's what I call it. That's someone who's really, really fake. Doesn't know who they want. They don't know. To me, that's a follower. That's somebody who's a follower. They don't know how to think for themselves. So they just try to play both sides because they just want to blend into the crowd. They don't got no individuality.
I mean, I never watched Summer House, so I didn't see the season. I have no context for this other than what I heard on that one episode of the podcast. And the girl seemed nice, and they still seemed like they had a good friendship or whatever. It was just the phrase of like, oh, it's the mature thing not to have people pick sides. Like, yes, it is when it's petty disagreements, but when it's something like...
But at the same time, I don't think, like, it's childish to be like, pick sides. You have to choose me. I don't think ultimatums is...
I don't think you should have to ask your friend
no,
to pick
you
between
to.
You and somebody who's
That's
tormenting
the thing.
You.
It's a thing where you shouldn't have to ask. It's just morally, you should do what you feel is morally right. But that's why I can see both sides of it. Because I can see where it is a sign of maturity that you're not asking. Because personally, if somebody came and told me, hey, I don't like the way this person is treating me, I don't want you to be friends with them, I'd be like, bitch, is this elementary school? Like, that's childish. That's really childish. But at the same time, if somebody did something extremely bad to somebody I was friends with, I would just be like, hey, what the fuck? I'd be ready to fight somebody. Somebody fucked with my friends, I don't even fucking care if you're my fucking friend. If you did something really, really bad to one of my friends, bitch, I'm ready to fucking fight you. I'm not playing this shit. That's just how I am. But at the same time, if somebody came to me and let's say I wasn't around for something, or it was something, and they were trying to tell me about it, and they was like, you can't be friends with them. I'd be like, bitch, get out of my face. Like, you're not going to tell me who I can and cannot be friends with them. So, at the same time, I see both sides.
I don't feel like I would ever come at you being like, oh, you can't be friends with them anymore. It would just be like,
yeah,
be like, let me tell you what they did. And then you can make the decision after I tell you what happened.
Yeah.
But then I feel like you then shouldn't be shocked if you continue to hang out with them and then I stop hanging out with you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I agree. But I also, because I've been in situations where people will, like, say, oh, blah, 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 did this. And it'll be, like, really petty stuff, you know what I mean? Like,
and sometimes it's not true.
Yeah, and I don't jump in and agree with everything just because I fucking heard it. So, unless I see it, if I see it, and even if I don't see it, but I know it to be true, like, I know, you know what I mean? I know. Like, if other people talk about it, and it's something really, really, really bad, then I'll be like, okay, yeah, that's fucked up. But if somebody just tells me something and it's just some petty shit, I don't really fucking care. I'm not gonna change my friendship because...
I mean, if it's petty shit, then they should solve it themselves.
Let's talk about this. For example, like, when I was friends with Sarah, the other mm-hmm. Sarah. Mm-hmm. Fucking racist Sarah. I don't know why I was friends with that bitch. But anyway, when I was friends with her, and her and Caleb broke up, she didn't want me being friends with Caleb. Did I stop being friends with him? No. I don't fucking care. That ain't got shit.
Why did they break up?
I don't know why the fuck they broke up. I honestly don't know why they broke up. But
because the thing is, again, I feel like it should depend on what the other person did. Like, if he cheated on her or abused her, maybe stop hanging out with him, depending on the what it was. But, you know, again, but you also need to have proof that that actually happened, because she was a liar.
Now, let's be... Okay, this situation was completely different, because mm-hmm. she was my friend, I say with quotation marks. I thought we were friends, but she was also talking shit about me in the background to everybody, mm-hmm. and people would come to me and be like, she's talking shit about you, and she also was very fucking racist, so I already really didn't like her. We just
lived in the same neighborhood, yeah. So it was kind of like
it was a circumstantial type friendship, and like I was like, okay, maybe she's not as bad as I kept trying to give her the benefit of the doubt, mm-hmm. and try to be friends with her, but then I realized she didn't really give a fuck about my friendship. She was only friends with me because she had a crush on Katie and Alyssa, and she felt like I was stealing their friendship from her, so she was trying to insert herself in my life so that she didn't lose other friendships. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, she didn't really give a fuck about being my friend. Like, if I died, she wouldn't have fucking cared.
Right, but how would you have felt if then Katie had continued to be her friend?
Yeah, then I would have been fucking pissed. And I guarantee...
See, that's the point that we're trying to make here, though, yeah. is it's not about picking sides. It's about, oh, if she was blatantly racist and talking shit about you, why would one of your other best friends be okay with continuing to be her friend?
But I wouldn't be really, really pissed. I'd just be like, okay, well, obviously we're not friends. I'd mm-hmm. be like, so y'all have fun. Good luck with your life. I don't want you in mine. And that's exactly what I did with Sarah. Mm-hmm. I dropped that bitch. She was fucking crazy. Whole family was fucking crazy. So, I dropped him real quick, and then it was still a thing, because then her mom was calling me, talking about, why are you walking around outside on my property with that boy, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, bitch, this ain't your property, this the street. Then you on the fucking street. Anyways, fucking crazy. But regardless, to me, it's about being loyal to who's been loyal to me and who I have strong friendships with. So... at that time, I felt like Sarah's friendship was shit. I literally heard her call somebody an N-word, hard R, mm-hmm. to me, a black female, so y'all know, to me. She said this shit to me, like, she thought I was supposed to laugh, like, it was supposed to be funny. Like, her racism slipped up, and she forgot she was with a black person, because everybody thinks I'm a fucking Oreo, which, that's a whole nother thing that we could talk about, mm-hmm. but... Yeah, forgot she was with a black person. And I was like, what the fuck did you say? Yeah. But so, why would I choose your friendship? Because she tried to make me choose over an actual genuine friendship. When your friendship mm-hmm. is shit. I'm literally only friends with you because we live in the same neighborhood. And I wouldn't even call it a friendship. It was more of a frenemies, and we tried to be cordial with each other. But you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I thought we were friends at one point, and then I realized she wasn't my friend. She was just trying to be stab me in the back, but keep, like, it was a frenemy thing to her. And so I just went along with it and let her think I was still stupid. But really, in the inside, I was like, bitch, I'm gonna get you. And mm-hmm. guess what? I did. Because she lost every single one of her fucking friends, and they were all still friends with me. She had no friends.
Well, that sounded evil.
Yeah, I'm an evil bitch. I'm mean. I can be fucking mean. You want to be mean to me, bitch? We gonna play the evil game. I'll bet you I'll fucking win. Yeah, she was fucking evil. She was fucking mean. She was mean. They tried to get us expelled from school, all types of shit. Making up shit, all types of shit. Her, and it wasn't just her. It was like, this was when I was in high school. I was like, what, 16, 17? Her mom was in on this. It's a grown woman acting like a fucking child. Like, why are you in the high school shit? Why are you in this shit? Why are you mm-hmm. inserting yourself in this as a grown woman? You don't got shit else to do with your life?
Apparently not.
No, she didn't. She didn't. She didn't. She didn't have shit else to do with her life. And then she was trying to raise her kids like that. I can understand her. I never liked her fucking mom. But I never really liked her either. When I realized that she was fucking racist, I didn't know she was racist at first. So she made that comment with the hard R, and I was like, this bitch is fucking racist. Like, and then the only reason, like, people are like, how are you friends? How are you a black person friends with racists? There's plenty of racists.
There's plenty of racists who marry black people, have kids with black people, and they're racist as fuck.
Exactly. Exactly. There's a lot of racist people out there. They just try to shut it off and only show you part of who they are. They try to keep that shit undercover, but it slipped through. And I saw it. It slipped through the crack that day. And I saw the real her. And I was like, yeah, I don't want this. But anyways, getting back to that story, she did apologize later on after everything fell apart. And she was like, you were right. My mom is crazy. I was like, bitch, I tried to tell you. It took you losing every single friend you had listening mm-hmm. to your fucking mama. But you learned your lesson, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, what does friendship mean to you?
I don't know how to... friendship is
like,
just...
what makes a friend to you?
To me, mm-hmm. I'm very, very picky and selective about who I'm friends with. So, if you're not loyal to me... then I don't want you in my life. I don't. I can drop somebody real quick and I don't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with it. I've dropped multiple people in my life. The only people that I'm still friends with are people that I have a very, very strong connection to. So really it's gotta be some type of loyalty, some type of like connection, like emotional connection. It has to be, that's just me with any type of relationship. If I don't have an emotional connection to you, then we just don't click, personally. Most of my friends, I just met them and I just knew. I was just like, something just meshes. Like something, I could just feel it. Like I just felt it in the air. Like we were just meant to be friends. Like I can literally look at someone and be like, they're going to be my best friend. Like my best friends, I've knew it. I knew we was going to be best friends before they even knew me. Like it's fucking weird. Like I knew it. Like I knew it was destined to be. So, I don't know really how to explain it in words. I just mm-hmm. know. Like, some people you just know. Like, you just know they get you. Like, on a mental level. Mm-hmm. On a mental level, they get you. And if it's not loyalty in it, I don't want it. Because mm-hmm. I have a friend like
just
that.
Just because they get you don't mean they're
going
to be loyal.
I mean, I have a friend like that. Where is this going? Where's this podcast going on? Because I don't want everybody hearing all my business.
It goes everywhere. It goes Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Google Podcasts.
Oh, shit. Well, I have a friend like that that did some grimy shit to me.
Do I want
to
not name names?
Not naming a name. Let's call this person Ashley. Ashley. Okay. I don't know no fucking Ashley's. So, Ashley, we went to a concert. Mm-hmm. And Ashley ditched me at the fucking concert at Warped Tour. Ditched me.
I think I know who this is.
Yep, you know who this is. Ditched me at the concert.
For her boyfriend, right?
For her boyfriend. Ashley ditched me. So, we all know. All my friends fucking know I have fucking anxiety, okay? I got really bad anxiety. And I don't do good in crowded places. Like, I can handle a crowded place.
She just needs two drinks. We proved that at the Melanie Martinez concert. You were perfectly chill when you had a drink. But
that wasn't Warped Tour. That wasn't Warped Tour. Okay. And also, I can handle it. Like, this is what I was getting to. I can handle it if I'm with, like, my friends. Like, if I'm with somebody that I know, I can handle
Who's not going to walk off.
Yeah. If you ditch me, like, if I'm by myself and I feel abandoned in a crowded place surrounded by strangers, I will freak the fuck out. Needless to say, I ended up in the bathroom crying for hours. Yeah. Completely ditched me after the whole I didn't even want to go to this concert because I knew Ashley's boyfriend was going to the concert. And I was like, I don't want to go because you've been ditching me for the last 6 months you've been dating this person. Why would I go when I know he's going? Because you're going to ditch me again. And she told me, oh no, we're not even going to see him. We're not hanging out the whole day. It's just going to be a girl's day. And we get there in the first within the first hour. Well, oh, my boyfriend's over here. Let's go hang out with him. And then 30 minutes later, you're leaving with your boyfriend. But you don't got enough room for me. Mm-hmm. You never. Everybody knows, first of all, especially when you go out to fucking concerts and shit, you never leave your friend unattended.
Especially not at a concert like Warped
Tour. I could have been fucking dead somewhere. This bitch wouldn't have given a fucking fuck. I was like, okay. That showed me right there. That is shit like that. That shows you who's a friend and who's not a fucking friend.
Are you still friends with her?
I'm not going to say I'm not friends with her. I wasn't friends with her for a good 6 months after that. But then again, we were also 16, 17. So, I mean.
You mature.
Yeah, you mature. This was like one of her first relationships. So, I'm like, people mature. So, I always try to give people a chance to redeem themselves because I can be heartless, like you said. I'm aware of it. I can be fucking heartless.
I didn't say that.
Well, you said I could be evil earlier. You said I sounded evil. I can be evil, and I know I can be evil. So I try to, like, because I feel like I have really a big heart, and I try to give people chances because I don't want to write them off without giving a fair chance. You know what I mean? Especially when it's somebody I thought was a very good friend to me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I gave her a chance. I would say we're not friends, but, like, I don't hate her or nothing. I didn't even hate her after that. I was just hurt. I was, mm-hmm. like, because I would never do that, ever, to anybody I was friends with, ever. So, if you would do something like that to me, I don't think you care about me. You don't care about me the same way I care about you, because I would never ditch my friend at a fucking concert with thousands and thousands of fucking people in the mm-hmm. crowd.
With no way home.
With no way home. I would never do that. I would never do that. So the fact that you would do that to me shows obviously you don't give a fuck about me. So why the fuck should I give a fuck about you? So, mm-hmm. But we're not, I'm not going to say we're not friends, but we're not, I don't personally consider her, she's not a best friend. No. That day, everything changed. Mm-hmm. She's an acquaintance. I barely ever see her now. I mean, I moved away for like 4 or 5 years. So she was living 6 hours away, but I live an hour away now, and I see you, and you live farther than her, and I see you way more than I see her. I've seen her.
Well, I make the effort to come.
That's what I'm saying. We don't make no effort. We don't make no effort to see each other because we don't really care. Our friendship has never been the same. You know, when something mm-hmm. that big happens in a friendship, the love is lost. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's just like in an actual. Friendships are a lot like actual relationships. They're a lot like, they are a relationship.
I think friendships can handle and withstand a lot more than mm-hmm. actual, like, relationships can. Friendships can mend and bend and break and then come back around a lot better than relationships are. Because it can. But I feel like are less likely to mend itself the way friendships will.
If it's a real friendship, it can.
Yeah.
But a lot of friendships are not genuine. Like, that's what I'm saying. I'm very picky about my friends. I only want real relationships, real friendships, real romantic relationships. I don't do fake. I'm all about genuine emotions, genuine everything. So if it's not real, I don't want it. So I guess she's not one of those people. That's what the problem was. That's when I realized that. It wasn't even that she was trying to be evil. She just doesn't, she's not a genuine. Some people are just not like that. Some people aren't on the same level as you. And that's when I realized that. Because
I mean, you know what I mean? Like, it's hard because I don't want to put my thoughts into someone. I thought in my head back then, I used to put my thoughts into other people. And I'd be like, oh, everybody knows this. Like, everybody thinks the same way I do. Everybody
knows. I mean, we all still do that, though. Like, in college, I thought that the friend that I thought was more my friend mm-hmm. would have been on my side. Like, would have stopped talking to them.
Yeah.
But, I mean, obviously she didn't, because I have not spoken to her since that last 2 weeks of college, period, at all.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, exactly. That's how it goes. It's like, you think people view you the same way and view friendship the same way that you do, and a lot of the times, it doesn't. But as you were saying about friendships being able to mend and break and come back together, that, I think... And I think the reason a lot of relationships, like romantic relationships, don't...
You're not able to get past stuff in relationships.
You're not able to get past stuff. And I think a lot of people...
I think in a relationship, you stop trying. In a friendship, you... There's no, like...
I don't know. Maybe I'm not the best person to talk about this.
I mean, I feel like in a relationship, you... eventually start relying on them. Like, they move in, you start relying on them for the bills, you rely on them for all of this, like, emotional connection and all that stuff.
I don't think it's always genuine. I don't think it's always genuine. Me, personally, and this is why I haven't been in a really, really long relationship, because I know I haven't found what I'm looking for. All my friends be making fun of me because I be dating all these people. But anyway, that's another thing. I am looking for something real. If it's not real, I don't want it. So when I realize it's not real, I stop it. I don't think everybody does that. Everybody, mm-hmm. Some people continue on because they're comfortable. And they start, yeah, they love people. They love that person. They think they love it, but they know it's not going to work. Deep down inside, they know it's not going to work. They just don't have the balls to stop it. They're just mm-hmm. scared. And I understand that. I completely understand that. I think once people get in too deep, like you said, they move in, blah, 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 they become dependent on it. Mm-hmm. But it's not real, genuine love. Like, they're not feeling real, genuine love. It's like their comfort.
Because once you get comfortable, you stop trying. Yeah. Like, you stop doing the little things. And that's when the love fades.
But that's what I'm saying. I think that's why it's hard for people to mend relationships, because it was never meant to work in the first place. But you tried to make something work that the pieces never fit together anyways. But with friendships, at least with my friendships, and I'm speaking from my own personal experience, because I try to look for real friends, and my friends that I have that I consider best friends now, I know I'll be friends with them till the day I fucking die. Like, I just know it. That's how I am. Like, my friends that I consider friends, I don't want nothing fake. It's real, genuine friendships, and the reason that they can mend and bend and break is because it's real. It's real. It's not fake. It's not superficial. It's not artificial. It's none of that. It's real. And when you're real, you can understand somebody else. But when it's not real, it's not easy to do that. It's not easy to get over things when shit's not real. Mm-hmm. It was never really there to begin with. You just tried to make it. You faked it in your head.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, think about it like this. If two of your, like, best friends got into, like, this huge big fight and it wasn't petty, like, it was a real issue, what do you think you would do?
I let them work.
Because the whole premise of this is the podcast, the one girl who was friends with both of them.
Were they all friends together, though?
Yes, at one point they were.
At one point. But before this happened, right before this happened, were they all friends? All three best friends. Okay, mm-hmm. So this is a whole different... Okay. Okay. I'm just trying to get context. You can finish your question. I didn't hear the whole question.
I just mean, like if it was serious. Like, a big, serious thing. Like, if...
I guess it would depend.
I guess it would also depend on the friend. Like, what if Katie and Candace got into, like, some huge, big thing that was serious? Like, somebody slept with somebody's boyfriend, whatever.
That should be fucked up. I can't see.
But because you have both genuine friendships with both of them, how would you then go about it? Because the girl in this podcast was really trying to fight and be like, well, I'm just genuinely friends with both of them. Like. Well, because she was in the other girl's wedding, and she's like, they're like really good friends. And I'm like, it's different when it's two really good friends, which is why I always have to be like, well, who have you known longer? Who do you have a better relationship with? What's the situation?
I would say if something like that, I can't speak on, it's hard for me to speak on this summer whatever show, because I don't know what happened. I don't know the whole situation, so I don't really care about that, honestly. I like this topic of what we're talking about in a broad term, but if something like that happened where one of my friends slept with my other friend's boyfriend, I would not want to be friends with that person. I'm not going to say it's going to break our friendship, because I don't know what's going to happen in the future. It would definitely mess it up, only because I feel like I very much know my friends as people, and I can't see my friends doing that. And I think I'm very, very black and white when it comes to things that I think are morally right and what's morally wrong. And I would just be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, why would you, even if it's not my friend's boyfriend, why would you do that to anybody's boyfriend? You know what I mean? Especially if you know. If you know, that's a whole different thing. Because if you don't know, I can't really blame you for it. But, like, I probably have to fight. I probably have to jump in that shit. I probably have to fight. Cause that's
so the overall thing is you would pick a side.
Yeah, I'd pick a side. I would pick a side, but I would have to get all the context. All the facts. All the context. Because I think a lot of times people misconstrue things to make themselves look like the victim. And I'm not about that shit. You know,
especially if your two friends aren't friends with each other. Yeah, like, the other one may not have known the other one had a boyfriend. Like, it may have been a whole, we didn't know this about this person, stuff like that.
And I think, especially when you have two friends that do not like each other already.
They don't like each other?
No. Have they met? I'm not talking about this. I'm talking about in this summer thing. Oh. Whatever. If you have two friends that are not friends with each other, they might feel some type of hostility because they both want to be number one in your head. So they will try to make up drama and try to make you choose a side. And I'm not with that. I'm not for that. I don't believe in that. Because I don't believe in, like, I want all my friends to be friends. You know what I mean? And I don't get jealous about friendships. If all my friends are friends and you start hanging out with Candace and you hung out with Candace more than me, I don't care. I don't care. That's just who I am. Y'all go be friends. I want y'all to be friends. Because then when we all hang out together, we're going to have a grand fucking time. That's
right. No awkward silences.
Yeah. I'm not that person that's going to be like, oh, I see Sarah's hanging out with Candace. I'm supposed to be number one. That's not me. I don't fucking care. Mm-hmm. I don't care. That's me personally. But I do know that a lot of people are like that, and they want to be number one all the time. So,
but people like that also don't have big groups of friends. It's always just like they have this friend, they have that friend.
Yeah.
And
everything is circumstantial. So I can't really give an answer on exactly what would happen. It would depend on lots of factors. Like, if that happened, where somebody slept with one of my friends slept with my other friend's boyfriend, I would have to find out exactly what happened, go to both sides, get the details, the evidence, and then persecute someone. That's how I would have to do it. I'd have to do a whole thing and try to figure out. I would have to figure out which one I think is genuine. It would have to be about how they tell me, too, the way they tell me. Because I just get, like, a vibe off of people. Like, some people I can instinctively tell are genuine, and some people I can instinctively tell aren't genuine. And so this question is hard for me to answer, because I know these two friends you're talking about, they would never do that shit. Like, ever in a million fucking years. So it's hard for me to even think about that. Because if that happened, I would be like, oh my god, I don't know who Candace is as a person. Because she would never do that. I know she would never do anything like that. So, yeah. I don't know. What about you?
About what?
How would you feel if something like that happened?
Which friends of mine can you think of?
What if I slept with Lindsay's husband?
She'd kill you. I wouldn't need to do anything. She would kill you.
I don't know, because I'm fucking scrappy too. I don't know. We both
Lindsay's
scrappy.
Been to prison.
I don't care. I could survive prison just because I haven't been there, because I haven't done no stupid shit to get in there, doesn't mean that I can't fucking survive in there. I think I could survive in prison. I could survive in prison. Just because you've been in prison don't mean shit. I got plenty of family members that have been in prison. Prison means you got caught. That means you got caught. That don't mean shit.
See, I feel like that's also a hard question to answer because, one, I don't think you would like her boyfriend. So I don't know why you would ever do that because I don't think you would like him. Second of all...
But if this happened, because this, you made me think of this scenario, which would never happen too. Think of it. Whose side would you choose?
So if you slept with her boyfriend.
If I slept with her boyfriend, whose side would you choose? No, let's say she slept with my boyfriend. Either way.
See, because...
Let's think of both sides.
Because for me, it's a lot... I don't think in as black and white as you did. So, like, if you slept with her boyfriend, yes, I'd be like, Tony shouldn't have done that. But I feel like I would still have to be on your side because I've known you for such a long time. And I love you so much. Like, I don't think I could ever drop you because of something like that that wasn't done to me personally. Yeah. Like, I recognize that maybe that's not...
It's fucked up.
That's fucked up. But also, that's just the love that I have for you. That, like, I don't think I could ever let it go.
Yeah.
You know? Like unless you did it to me. Then it's a whole different scenario because that's me, bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
But I feel feel like I could recognize that that was in the wrong. And I wouldn't blame Lindsay for not wanting to be my friend after that. Because I recognize that I'm taking the side of somebody who hurt her. But at the same time, I don't think I could ever...
Yeah.
Drop you like that because of our long friendship and history and how much I love you. Like, yeah. I don't think I could.
But what if...
But
okay,
if
what
it if was she... the other way around, I love her, but I don't... It's not the same kind of connection and history and,
yeah.
like, groundwork that's there. Yeah. So I would then have to pick your side. And I feel like that makes me sound like a bad person because I'm, like,
no.
picking one person over the other. But it's more about... For
no.
me, it's about the history
mm-hmm.
and, like... the connection and how and like
genuine.
Just how yeah your like how much I just how much the friendship means to me like
mm-hmm.
I love her and I would never want to like lose her.
It's who you could live without and who you could not live without,
right?
Yes, I agree.
Nothing against Lindsay or anything
mm-hmm.
it's just if it was to come down to a situation like that, I know who I would pick just
but
based
you would
on
want
you
her
as
to
a
not
person
make you choose
right
yes.
I mean
mm-hmm.
but I wouldn't fault her for
yes.
not wanting me to be friends with you anymore
yeah.
because you did hurt her. Like, I wouldn't fault her for her reaction.
And you know what? If I did some stupid shit like that, which I never would, we both know I would never do stuff like that. But if I did, I would have to let her beat me up. I'd be like, bitch, I fucked up. If I did some shit like that, because if somebody did some shit like that to me, honey, oh, it's fucking going down. It's going, you might as well call the fucking police now.
Because
mm-hmm. someone's going to jail. And someone's going to the hospital.
Okay, well, what do you think... I don't know how to phrase. Like, what do you think leads to the breakdown of friendships? Because of the group of childhood friends that we had in the neighborhood that we grew up in, me and you were the only ones that are still friends, really. Because
yeah.
you don't really talk to Emily. You don't like Sherilyn anymore.
You
and
use
no,
real names. We use
they a, don't listen to this. And we were not. Were we ever really like hardcore friends with Josh or Danny or any of them?
No,
I don't really think so.
Genuine friend wise, it was just not even gonna say genuine because it wasn't genuine. But
I thought we were friends with all of them. But
I thought we were too.
It wasn't true.
But we found me and Sarah found out it wasn't true. So this is what sucks is when you think that you have a real friendship with someone and then you find out they really didn't give a fuck about you.
Mm-hmm.
We learned that shit at a young age, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm so picky about
no, see, I feel like when we were living there, like, I didn't know any of that. Like, I didn't...
Me either.
I didn't recognize any of it. You did. We didn't...
See it.
Recognize it until much later in life
when
we were already not
so
friends with them anymore.
Let me tell y'all this story, and I'm not going to use a name like Sarah did. I'm going to say...
Sue me.
This person's name is,
She's thinking. Dot, dot, dot. Crickets.
Lisa. Lisa. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, let's say Lisa. We was all friends. This was, when we were, what, like, 9 to, mm-hmm. like, 12 or something like that? 11,
something
12?
Like that, yeah.
Okay. So, we were all friends. It was, like, what, me, I'm not saying names of this, so it was like 5 of us anyways.
Yeah, it was me, you, Lisa,
I do think
two
that
other people.
Since you're using real names for this,
it was I mean,
me,
if they
okay,
hear it,
okay,
they
can...
Get,
okay, let me just get this straight, okay. Me, my sister, Sarah, and two other girls who we're gonna call Lisa and...
Who is who? Who is Lisa?
Lisa and Betty. Lisa and Betty, okay?
Okay.
So Lisa and Betty.
And who I will say I was friends with first before y'all moved there, yeah. Supposedly.
Yeah, because we didn't move there until I was 8 and Tanisha was 9. So we were late coming to the neighborhood. These people pretty much lived there their whole lives. Mm-hmm. So, okay, so we move in. We think we all become friends. It's like a whole, like, but Betty and Lisa weren't friends before we moved there. I know you knew.
They were, but then they were not. It was like they had like off and on friendship.
Oh.
Because Lisa was older than the rest of us. Yeah, like Lisa was like 4 years older. And so I think they went back and forth. And it was more of like, I thought I was friends with Lisa, but I guess she just thought I was just a little kid that kind of like followed her around. I don't know. It was probably both.
Yeah, I thought we were friends too. So we used to go to the little creek and, you know, this one kids played outside. We used to play outside, play Red Rover, play pranks, like run around in the woods, go to the creek. We had a nature reserve thing like right in our backyard. So we used to go to the creek and we had a hangout spot that we used to call the pole because there's a pole that went across the river. And we would hang out and we thought we were all friends. Then come to find out years later, when I was probably like 16, 17, something like that, we go back to the old neighborhood where Lisa and, Lisa still lives there, right, with her mom.
Does she?
She still lived there at that time. And we go back and we were talking about everything. We brought one of our friends from Rock Hill, John David. He was there. He was just asking questions about how we were when we were kids and our friendship. And we told him stories about the creek we used to go to and everything. We were reminiscing. And he was like, oh, so Tony and Tanisha were the glue that held y'all all together. Because Lisa was talking about how nobody hangs out anymore. And she laughed in his face so hard and was like, not Tony.
I also feel like you held a grudge on that small comment for a very long time.
I still got a grudge. Can you tell?
Yes, that's why I'm mentioning. Because it was literally just one small comment.
No, that's not a small comment to me. To me, it's not a small comment. You know why? Because like I said, I'm very, very, very picky about who I'm friends with. I thought we were genuinely friends. To find out everything, to me, it tarnished every memory we ever had there. Every memory of us hanging out and playing in the woods and splashing in the creek that I thought was fun and happy, it tarnished all of that. To me, it took every memory I had and painted black over it. I literally feel like that. It feel like none of that shit was real. So y'all was just playing. Y'all thought it was just a joke to be friends with me. That's how I felt. I felt like that. I still feel like that. Hmm. Now, why do you think it's like...
That's not how I took her comment, though.
That's how I took it.
I just... And I mean, I don't even remember her saying it. Because I remember afterwards you told me that she said that. Because I don't think I heard it. Because honestly, I was zoned out that whole time. Out. Because I don't really care about her like that.
Yeah.
So I didn't even hear it.
You wouldn't hear it. But
when you told me the comment, I was just... I took it as like she just meant like you weren't reaching out to her. And maybe Tanisha was. And that's what she meant. Like Tanisha was trying to like reach out to these people and hang out.
You didn't hear what she said. And you didn't hear how she said it. You did not hear how she said it.
Yeah, tone is a lot.
It was the most underhanded comment I've ever heard in my fucking life. That shit hit me. It cut me in the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Even John David was like taken aback when she said it like that. He was taken aback. And she continued on to say how I was not the glue that unstuck everyone. She continued on to say how I didn't matter to her.
Yeah, I zoned her out that yeah. entire time we were there.
She literally continued on to talk about how she wouldn't fucking care, basically, if I was there or not. I had nothing to do with her. And she didn't fucking care about my friendship. She went on.
Well, that's because her and Tisha were like the same age. Just like one or two.
They were not the same age. Sherilyn was fucking in high school. Oh. She was in high school when Tanisha was in. Because I remember her coming to the house to ask us what classes Tanisha had in ninth grade when Tanisha was just starting middle school. Tanisha was in sixth grade and she was ninth.
Mm-hmm.
She was like 3 years older.
Because Tanisha's only a year older than us, right? Yeah. Too.
I think Misha was in fifth grade, matter of fact. She was 4 years older than Misha. And 5 years older than us. Yeah. Too old to be hanging out with us. And you think that we the kids. You the one hanging out with them 11-year-olds and you fucking 15. I'm like, what the fuck? But anyways, needless to say, that fucked me up. And that's when I stopped hanging out with the same people that Tanisha hung out with. That's when I cut myself off and made my own group of friends. Because I thought, this is me and my sister, basically, backstory, that so this all makes sense. We basically were attached at the hip as kids. She's only a year and a half older than me. Basically, if I had a friend, they were her friend too. If she had a friend, they were my friend too. Like, we were a package deal. Like, all friends were our friends. We didn't have individual friends, basically, our whole life. So,
but before that comment, why do you think
we drifted apart?
Yeah.
That was it. Because
we didn't.
It was
before
more,
that comment.
More, it was more, even
it when, was more the distance, because y'all moved away, and I feel like nobody moved, else really made an effort.
When we moved, first of all, and also, even before we moved, I felt it. I don't know if you felt it. I feel like I'm a very emotional person, and I get vibes off of people. Like, I can feel people's energy, I think. And
I felt the energy of the adults, not so much the kids.
I remember differently. Me, personally. Yeah. I remember you telling me, as a kid, that you did not like Sherilyn because Sherilyn made you feel uncomfortable, like she didn't want you around.
I don't remember a lot
remember
of my childhood.
I know you don't, but I remember that. You didn't. You used to, like, it would be like if Sherilyn would come over. Sorry, Sherilyn's Lisa, and I'm already using her name now. So, it is what it is. But anyways, when Sherilyn would come over, you would literally go home, and you'd be like, I don't want to be around her, because I don't think she likes me. And then I would go hang out with you, and Sherilyn and Emily would be at the house with Tanisha, and I'd be like, what's going on? And you'd be like, I don't think she likes me. You would say stuff like that. Like, you would, like, leave and separate yourself.
I really don't remember that.
Yeah, towards the end, before we moved, yeah. Sherilyn used to talk about you all the time. She tried to tell us not to be friends with you because you tried to push her down the stairs. All types of stuff. She said she really thought you was going to be a serial killer. Right?
Haven't killed anybody yet.
Exactly. Genuinely in her heart. Like, it was all types of craziness. She used to say this stuff and try to feel like she didn't want people to be friends with you. And I was like, I used to tell you that all the shit she was trying to say when you went around, I would go into you and tell you, and that's why you didn't want to be friends with her. And I was like, yeah, I felt the same
way. Honestly don't remember that, though. I remember you telling me that later in life.
I used to tell you this all the time, and that's why you didn't want to be around her. Because you stopped hanging out with her. You stopped being around us when she was there. And I didn't have no choice because Tanisha, Sherilyn was friends. But I would, like, go to your house and hang out with you, and they'd be hanging out, and I'd be like, that's when I realized Sherilyn do that shit about everyone, because she would talk shit about everyone when they weren't around. And I realized then she's fake. I don't like fake people. Mm-hmm. I don't like fake people. Because if you're talking about somebody when they're not around and smiling in their face, you're doing the same thing with me. And then I didn't really get confirmation of that until that time with John David. I got confirmation. She was.
Mm-hmm.
Because she obviously didn't give a fuck about our friendship anyways. I knew it. I knew it anyway, but I mean, thanks for telling me to my fucking face, and then trying to embarrass me with our friend, who you never met, this is the first time you ever met him, and then we come here and talk about all the good times, and you want to sit there and talk about not Tony. I'm like, okay, thanks, bitch. I told him he was fucking evil, and now he believed me.
Hmm?
I said, I told him, I didn't like her.
John David?
Yeah.
After that, you said that to him?
Mm-hmm. No, I told him beforehand. She's talking shit about people, and then she did it right in front of my face. You know now.
I mean, John David was never going to be impressed by her anyway.
No, but still, yeah. I think it's things like that. It's the little things that add up that ruin friendship. It's the little things, like talking about somebody behind their back. Like, you'll let it go when it's happening, like little things, you'll let things go at first, but then it's like once it continues to happen and happen and happen, it's like, what's this is fake, or at least that's how it is for me. I don't want that energy in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just came a point, like when I was a teenager, like probably around 17, when, you know, that's why I was losing my mind, and I was just like I was so depressed, so suicidal, and you know. So I was just like, why keep negative energy in my life? I don't need negativity in my life. Like, I only need things that are going to lift me up and make me into a better person. I don't need people sucking all my positivity out. I don't need anybody seeping their negativity into me. I don't need that. Like, I absorb that shit like a fucking sponge, and I don't want it around me. So when it's something that's taking from me and not adding to me in any way, when it becomes a negative and not a positive, not even neutral, that's when I have to cut it out. Mm-hmm. It becomes cancer. That's how I see it. And it's the same thing with a friendship. When it's little things, that negativity, 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 and it's always negativity, and there's nothing positive to gain from this, why do I need you? I don't need you. I don't need friends. You don't need friends. You have friends because they make you happy, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's what friends are for, to make you happy. When you're no longer making me happy, why are we friends? That's how I see it. It doesn't have to be a, oh, I hate this person thing. It's just coming to the realization we're not happy. Like, we're here, but we're not happy. Mm-hmm. Like, there's been friendships that I've had that were like that, where they just fizzled out. Just like fucking romance, relationship, like a real.
Just fizzles out.
Like, it just fizzles out. Like, you just, like, it's been a couple friendships where, like, I was best friends, like, not best friends, but really good friends with them down here. And then when I moved to Virginia Beach for 5 years, and I come back, and it's just not the same. Like, you come back, and it's just not the same. It's not. Like, it's just like a relationship, mm-hmm. like, where you just don't have that spark no more. You try to talk, and it's just, like, really nothing to talk about. Or you're just like, oh. And it just feels weird. Mm-hmm. Like, that happens sometimes. I've had friendships like that. They just die like that because it's just, it's not mm-hmm. there no more.
I also just want to point out, there's a difference between talking shit about people and then just expressing your frustration over something that happened or something that they did or something they said.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, if I'm coming to you and I'm like, oh, well, Lindsay said this and it really made me mad because I took it this way or whatever, I'm not talking shit about her. I'm expressing how something she said made me feel.
Yeah, but that is not...
But there's a difference between if I were then to come to you and be like, oh, what she wore today was so ugly, yada, 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 and stuff like that, you know? Yeah,
but what are we talking about this in reference to?
Just, like, in general, because you were like... You can tell when people are fake is when they're talking behind your back. And I'm like, it all depends on what's being said, you know? And, like,
I
just mean, like...
Disagree.
On what part? Because you're allowed to be frustrated with somebody and vent to somebody else. Depending on what's being said.
This is where me and you are going to differ. And that's because our personalities are very, very different. Like, mm-hmm. we're very, very similar in some ways. But I'm very, very... straightforward, and you're more docile, and I'm mm-hmm. not really docile. I'm very assertive. I don't care if somebody goes and vents their frustrations about me, but if you have frustrations to vent about me, come to my fucking face and say it. That's personally how I see it. Mm-hmm. When you go talking to somebody else about me and you can't say it to my face, I take that as a talk of shit about me, personally. Mm-hmm. I would rather you come to me and tell me and talk to me, like... Be genuine and real. Like, just be like, hey, this happened. I think it kind of hurt my feelings, blah, blah, blah. We could talk about it. It can be done with. But when you start talking about it to other people, and the other people are hearing it, and the other people are coming to me and saying this, that's what creates tension. So let's just mm-hmm. drop that right now. We don't need to do that. It doesn't even need to get to that point. If it's a problem, come to me. When I have a problem with people, I go to them and say it. Mm-hmm. You don't always have to say it hateful. Sometimes I do, but sometimes I don't. Like, yesterday, I didn't say it hateful.
Mm-hmm. I think my opinion is it just depends on what's being said. Yeah. Like, if you're deliberately talking about, oh, well, I think they did this and they were being stupid with this, or just, like, being just, like, hateful, rather than just, like, if I were to sit down and be like, oh, well, Lindsay did this and it just really hurt my feelings and I just don't understand why or what's going on. Like, I don't feel like I'm shit talking about her. It's just like I'm just expressing how something she did made me feel. It depends on the context, the situation, and then the words that are being said.
Yeah, I agree.
Because, I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm
because, I mean, not every little thing needs a sit down with somebody. No. Like, oh, you said one passing comment hurt my feelings. Oh, I'm going to turn to my friend and be like, oh, that kind of hurt.
Yeah, that
But then I'm going to move on. To me, that you know, like, sometimes you just need to speak it. Be like, oh, that kind of hurt my feelings. It doesn't mean you need to sit down with that person, have a whole long therapy session.
It's
about
another
it.
Thing
it
about...
It depends on what hurt your feelings and how it hurt your feelings.
Yes, that, and I'm thinking of things more of a different point of view. I'm just like, I'm not thinking about somebody going to someone and be like, hey, yes, blah, 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 kind of hurt my feelings. I don't care about that. It's when you go to someone and you're like, you know what I'm talking about. Like, when someone's talking shit. Some mm-hmm. people just be talking shit. And it's one thing. I don't care if you talk shit. I don't care if somebody talks shit about me. You can talk shit about me all you want. But if you got shit to say, come say it to me first. Then go talk mm-hmm. shit with your friends about it. After I done came back at you. I don't like it when people do it and you don't even give somebody a fair chance to explain what's happening. Because, I mean, and like I said, this is just me. Because, like I said, I think everybody thinks the way I think. Sometimes I think that everybody thinks the same way I think. But I don't, if I talk shit about somebody, it's something I already told them about. Mm-hmm. I done already told you, you pissed me off, you done did this, this is what happened, I told you why, we done try to talk it out, and if shit work, if it don't work, whatever. But I'll go and say whatever I have to say to someone else about it, if I have to. Mm-hmm. But I don't go talking shit just to talk shit. For no fucking reason, and then I didn't even tell you. Like, I'm talking shit about you behind your back for no reason, mm-hmm. and you don't even know what's going on. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know.
I just feel like everybody has a right to vent in however they, like, about how they, feel or perceive something, and it doesn't necessarily mean that they're being hateful, you know?
I agree, and people do have the right to vent. I think where a lot of issues come is when people...
When it's never addressed to the person you're venting about.
Yeah, because you're saying what your issues are, but you're not addressing the issue. So the issue's never going to change because you didn't talk to that person and tell them your feelings about it. Mm-hmm. That's where I think that it's just... That's more... I think that's a maturity thing, where you can actually be like, hey, this hurt my feelings, and talk about it. When you can't talk about things, that's where issues come up, when you can't talk about things. Well, any relationship. Mm-hmm. So, that's just the way I see it. That's why I always, you know me, I'm a talker. Whether it's good, bad, ugly, whatever. I would rather talk about things. And I'm very good about coming to people in a good space if they come to me in a good space. Because you can say something negative about me if you come to me and you're like, hey, you did this, and it kind of hurt my feelings. That's a way, like, that's how you have to address me. I don't like it when people come to me aggressively. I don't take that. I just don't like that. You know me. I don't like that. If you come to me and you want to talk serious, then you got to come to me and talk serious and talk sincere and genuine. If you come to me, like, aggressive, like you ready to fight, I'm ready to fucking fight. Let's fucking fight, man. Like, that's just how I am. So it depends on how you do it. But I think that's also a maturity thing to be able to do that. I don't think everybody has that ability. And I also think that you're very, like I said, you're very docile. So I can mm-hmm. see why that's your point of view, because you don't like confrontation.
Yeah,
so
I don't want it to lead to a confrontation.
Yeah, so you try to let things go, and you try to let it go by talking to somebody else about it and not addressing the issue. But that creates more tension in you mm-hmm. and yourself. It doesn't hurt the other person. Like, let's say it's me that you have an issue with, and you tell somebody else about it, but you never address me about it. It's creating more tension in you. You're holding all that inside. And eventually, you're going to blow up. Eventually, it's going to blow up. That's why I don't do that anymore. I used to do that, too. And then mm-hmm. at some point, you explode, and because you never address the actual issue. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. give that person the chance to understand what you're trying to say, how you're feeling. You know? That's just how I see it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I can see both of those. I think it's just your personality type is where it really differs.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Well, anything else you want to add about friendships?
Be loyal.
or you're gonna get dropped. No, I'm just joking. Yeah, just be loyal to your friends. It's hard to find a good friend. It is. There's not a lot of genuine good friends out there. So when you find one, you better keep that friend. Mm-hmm. And that's it. I'm a witch, you're a witch, we're all witches together.